Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for the newsroom temperature check. It is sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. Steve, welcome back. What's your story today?
Well, this is just a matter of time, I would imagine. Mary, I picture you at Dave & Buster's doing that free throw game quite a bit. Do you do that?
I haven't been to Dave & Buster's since one of my son's birthday parties, like 10, 15 years ago.
So that would be a no, a hard pass.
I like the basketball hoops, though.
Oh, do you? Okay. Yeah. How about the Hot Shots basketball game or the skee ball competition?
I don't know what that is.
The skee ball?
Skee ball. You throw the ball up and it drops in one of those holes.
Okay.
You ever place a bet on the skee ball or the Hot Shots? I bet Kevin I can beat him by $5 or something like that?
Yeah, I'll take the action.
You take that action? Do you take a little juice on that action?
Sure would.
Yeah. Dave & Buster's says they will now allow customers to bet on arcade games.
I think that's pretty wild, but, you know, I'm really tired of the tickets. You turn in $8,000 and you can get a pack of gum.
Right, I know. But it's good gum. Their gum is really good there.
it's been sitting there for about 20 years.
Yeah, so, but, you know, just think about when, and it hasn't been that long ago where casinos were completely illegal. You couldn't do it. Horse betting was very limited. And now you can go to Dave & Buster's and put some cash down on whether you can beat your neighbor on skee ball. I think that's pretty funny.
It is interesting, though, because, like Mary, I haven't been to Dave & Buster's since Liam's, like, 12th birthday party.
Exactly.
So, you know, you're like, okay, kids, go play over there. I'm going to be over here.
Well, this could,
at the bar.
This could be a way to get the dads to take the kids to the birthday parties.
That might work.
But think about it. I mean, there are sports books in professional sports stadiums now. You know, there are professional teams in Las Vegas now. It's just totally changed the way it's viewed and the way it's allowed.
You ever bet on the number of pepperonis that you get on a small pizza?
Yes, I have.
That's a good one.
But sometimes when they're underneath the cheese, it's hard to count them.
Good point.
You give them a half. There are a lot of variables there.
Yeah. Mary, what's your story today?
Okay, so police in Southern California are searching for either a very smelly person or a good Samaritan who wants to help people who need some healthcare products, because a man wearing scrubs walked into a CVS in Agoura Hills and stole over $1,000 worth of deodorant. And he filled up a Target bag and just, like, walked out. There's pictures of him and everything. Now, isn't some deodorant sometimes behind?
How could you steal $1,000 worth of deodorant? How many deodorant bars did they have on the shelves?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
but,
that seems,
you know,
to be a lot.
Between the men's and women's products, there's usually quite a few.
But they do lock up the deodorant now in the downtown stores.
That's what I thought. But anyway, so this guy got away with it. And I guess they have an organized retail theft tax force.
Well, if he tried to push it out in a cart, we know he would have never gotten away with it.
Yeah. That's right.
But somehow he fit them all in one Target bag. And it just doesn't make sense. But anyway, they still haven't found the deodorant.
Honestly,
man.
That's what I saw at the Walgreens down by the Rock and Roll McDonald's. And they don't do anything. The guy walks out with literally a garbage bag filled with product. His were diapers, but people have explained to me they sell them. He'll go sell that deodorant for, he stole $1,000, he'll sell it for $1 a stick, and there you go. He's got $1,000 in his pocket.
Well, maybe he's passing it out to homeless people. That would be nice.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Yeah. That's
he did have scrubs on. Maybe he was a doctor.
Yeah. What's your story, Kev?
Well, you know how we always talk about here in Chicago, like, man, wouldn't it be nice if the Cubs had a, well, maybe not the Cubs, but wouldn't it be nice if the Sox had a dome? Like, we always think domes are going to fix everything, right? We put a dome on it, there's no weather delays, it'll be so much better. The Arizona Diamondbacks have a retractable roof, and they still had a two-hour delay last night. Why did they have a two-hour delay during last night's game? That's right, Steve, because a swarm of bees created a colony on the protective netting behind home plate. So it was in the middle of the game, the netting, you know, that they put up all around the stadium, right behind home plate.
Yeah.
All these bees swarmed the netting and started, I'm making a colony, I guess. So it was like all these bees behind home plate. The game was delayed for about 90 minutes. It took an hour. They had to get a beekeeper to the ballpark. He showed up. They had to get him on one of those scissor lifts. He went up there. He took care of the swarm. Then the crowd went crazy. The beekeeper is hyping up the crowd. He's got the whole beekeeper gear on. He went out to the mound right before they restarted the game and threw out kind of a ceremonial first pitch.
Wow.
It was a whole thing. But
he got
bees,
thrown out because he had stickum on his hand, right, from the honey?
He had stickum on. Yeah, they didn't want to use that ball. You get pulled over by the umpire. But
right.
Game delayed by about 90 minutes. Players given an extra 30 minutes to kind of loosen back up before the first pitch. But see, even with the dome, there are still ways for a ball game to be delayed.
I remember there was a rain delay at the Astrodome once because of the flooding around it.
Wasn't that... Yes, I remember that. Yeah, I remember the White Sox were playing somewhere maybe last year or 2 years ago, and they didn't get the retractable roof closed in time. They didn't read the forecast right, so it was raining on a ballpark that had a retractable roof.
Okay, so let's just hum this to ourselves, though. Just imagine they did play the game. The bees went loose on the field.
Just play through it.
But everybody's like running all over the field, like Annie M.
Right, yeah.
I've got to go watch that video. So did he actually he got him into one of those beekeeping boxes?
Yeah, I didn't see I don't know if what he did exactly. I'm sure he took care of it the way you're supposed to take care of it. But, they got a legit beekeeper to the ballpark. He was out there and he fixed the situation throughout the ceremonial first pitch. And bees creating a delay out in Arizona last night.
I love that. All right, we're talking about another kind of bug, cicadas. The cicada professor joins us after 5. If you have a question, get it in now. Sam Rubin checks in from Hollywood. Leland Vittert will chime in. It all happens after Steve's news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.